Religion and AMP, Public Life. A weekly digest of the Center's latest research on religion and public life in the U.S. and around the world. Subscribe up right air. The Jewish High Holidays. Friday night marks the start of the Jewish High Holidays, which begin with Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, and end on Sept 21 with Yom Kippur, the Jewish Day of Atonement, traditionally observed with fasting by adults. In a 2020 Pew Research Center survey, 46% of Jewish Americans said they fasted all or part of the previous Yom Kippur. Orthodox Jews, 97%, were more likely than Jews who identified with conservative, 68%, or Reform Judaism, 45%, or with no specific branch of Judaism, 24%, to say they fasted the previous Yom Kippur. And the youngest Jewish adults, those under age 30, were more likely than the oldest ones to have fasted on Yom Kippur. Media mentions. Mosques have more than doubled since 9/11, but Muslims say opposition is fierce. Sept 9, Religion News Service. In the news, U.S. Jews feel precarious as high holy days approach amid antisemitism fears and internal divisions. Sept 9, The Associated Press. Supreme Court turns away religious vaccine appeal for kindergartner. Sept 8, USA Today. Citing ethnic cleansing, UK bars imports from Israeli West Bank settlements. Sept 8, The Washington Post. Japan's empty temples seek new ways to survive. Sept 8, Deutsche Welle. China ordains 18th bishop under Vatican agreement. Sept 8, AWTN News. 30 years after her death, Gilda embodies Argentina's enduring faith in folk saints. Sept 8, The Associated Press. Paris investigates claim women were hidden from Hindu delegation at Eiffel Tower. Sept 7, Reuters. Thousands from Sikh community gather in downtown Winnipeg for Nagar Curtain. Sept 6, Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. 25 years after 9/11, many Muslims fear a new backlash. Sept 6, USA Today. In Utah, a long-shrouded temple flings open its doors. Sept 3, The New York Times.